to the freak show.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, where we are changing rock history one podcast at a time. Let me get my levels right there. Alright, the levels are coming in. We got the levels. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Open up the show a little bit different tonight with the Riot Brides. Thank you, Lily V6.
You're welcome.
Turning us on to the Riot Brides. this is our track called Freak Show. And that's kind of pretty much sums up what the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal
Circus. I know, it's appropriate. It works.
So anyway, so Jason Pinkney, Raven Dodson, Chris Dodson, Shaman Hurley, Jana Lee, all you guys, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. It's going to be a great podcast. We are going to be talking about some cool stuff. First, let's do a little business. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Check back often. We are live tonight with Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio hanging out with me. And Keith the Hawk Hawkins, all the way over here. I don't know if you guys can see Keith. It's
sort of.
Probably not.
Getting a little closer to me.
That's
Keith.
Him. See this little white spot right here? Brown stain on the sheets.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Keith, what's going on, buddy? How you doing out there in New Orleans?
Good. Beautiful.
Good. You doing good? I know you were feeling a little peaked last night. You feeling better today?
Bad to shit.
Thank you.
That's colorful.
Well, we'll bleep that
freaking malaria from the swamp air I got to take in every day.
The swamp air?
That malaria, I think. I was shitting and coughing up a storm. It was ridiculous.
Oh, God. I hope you're going to be all right, buddy.
Is that TMI, man?
TMI.
I mean, I've said worse.
I thought we were friends. I'll talk about my bowel movement with someone else then. Next week's podcast is all about bowel movement.
And you will be alone in your principles.
The greatest bowel movements in rock
history.
There he
goes off the road. That hit song, Alone in His Principles.
Anyway, so tonight's topic is the greatest female-fronted rock acts post-2000, okay? This doesn't mean that they didn't start doing something in the 90s, but they really kind of like exploded or really broke big post 2000. So that's where we're going with this tonight. That's what we're going to be talking about. We have a great show. We've got some very cool bands we're going to be playing. In honor of the ladies, I picked all female bands to play.
Yay!
As the featured Ludini artists. Tonight we've got Diamonds, we've got Butcher Babies, and Keith's personal favorite, Dead Sarah. So it's going to be a great show. And guys, chime in. Let us know who's some of your favorite female-fronted acts post-2000. So no Stevie Nicks, okay? No Pat Benatar.
No Joan Jett.
No Joan Jett.
No Hanson.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, it's so funny. No Hanson. But anyway, so that's the topic for tonight. So let's get it rolling. We're gonna get the party started. I've got who do we got on tap here for first? Oh, this is Diamonds. Ain't That Kind of Girl on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
That's the problem.
We'll be right back.
Keith, I don't think you're that kind of girl. Something just tells me you're just not that kind of girl, Keith.
I'm not. I'm only on the second date.
I am that kind of girl.
Lily, on the other hand, is that girl. So.
Well, that's, you know.
Marlo Thomas is that girl. That was not Marlo Thomas.
You take my jokes for bad. Holy shit.
That was PG, guys. Let's keep it PG. Diamonds, you can go to diamonds.net, and that is D-I-E. They have clever spelling.
Yeah, I like it.
Diamonds, like die, like you're going to die from the music because it's so freaking badass. Diamonds.com, diemonds.net, and check out everything they have going on. Great band. In a little while, we've got the Butcher Babies, which is like one of my favorite bands of all time, and one of Keith's favorite acts, Dead Sarah, is coming up later on. So let's get into this, guys. Let's get into this. We all have our favorites. I picked the whole crap load of female fronted acts and artists that I like or that I think are important. So let's talk about it. Let's go around the room. Let's take our poor friend down there in New Orleans who's suffering with lemonade tonight, and let's start with him. So Keith, give us one of your favorite post 2000 female fronted rock slash metal or rock and metal and or metal. Go now.
I'm gonna hold your damn horses there, son.
Horses are being held along with many other things.
This is a band that really wasn't on my radar right off the bat, but then some of the students I had back in the day, in probably the mid-2000s, turned me on to this band. I think this band kind of did a little tap dance between heavy riffs and commercial success. I think they do got a platinum album in there somewhere. I'm So Sick is the first song I heard. It was called Flyleaf. So Flyleaf is a really cool female-fronted band that I think rocks, but also kind of as commercial to where they can still have the appeal, you know. Lacey Sturm is the singer, and she has a really, really good range, and the band just has a nice hard rock kind of riffy sound, and I think that's a band that I don't even know if they're still around, but in the 2000s, that was a band that kind of perked my ear up a little bit in the beginning there when I was listening to the female rock bands, we'll say.
Lacey Sturm is on my list as well, and she has kind of broken off and done her own thing.
Yeah, so. I don't think they're together, but I mean, I don't know that for sure. So.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Lily V6.
Oh, yay.
Make it hot, girl. Make it hot.
I'm going to go with the Pretty Reckless. Lead vocals, Taylor Momsen. I don't know, does she still act? But that's what she was doing before she did.
She was what? Glamour Girl?
No, Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
But she was also in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
She was little Cindy Lou Who.
I know, but I absolutely love this band. I love their sound. I love their look, like the whole thing all around. And I guess she got some kind of cynicism.
Venereal disease.
That too. Cynicism for doing the whole thing, but I think she's fantastic, and I think the whole band's fantastic.
I think it's edgy, bluesy, rocky. They cover a lot of cool territory. They go they get pretty heavy, but then they can kind of tone it down and do a little more like Black Crowes-y kind of stuff. I think that's a great band. Taylor Momsen, I think, is great. There's something about going on right now in rock where I hate, you know, I've said this before. We've played a lot of bands like Thunder Mother and Free Rock Saints. I see the women kind of really giving the guys a real run for their money in rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you know, I'm sorry, guys. You know,
Stepping up.
Yeah, you're gonna have to up the game if you want to be a real rock and roller here. I'm with both you guys on both those picks. I think they're great picks. I want to mention Maria Brink. Who fronts In This Moment, who is, they're not quite as big as some of the other bands we have on the list, but we've played them several times on the podcast, and so a little shout out to Maria Brink from In This Moment. Okay, Keith Sturr, what do you got?
I got a band I could probably consider, like maybe, I just found this band not too long ago either. I was on a little Jack White kick, and it's one of his 500 bands he's in. You can maybe consider this maybe a super group. His band's called The Dead Weather.
Yeah.
They got members of Queens of the Stone Age, I think is the guitar player. I can't remember the guy's name. And I listened to a few of theirs. It's very, like, it can be, like, really trippy and heavy. It's psychedelic. It's got a nice hard rock groove to it. Jack White actually plays drums in the band, which is cool. So that's a band that I think is still, you know, doing their thing. And I think they put out a couple albums. I don't know how often they tour or anything like that, but that's a band that I heard a couple tunes by. Be Still was a cool, like, psychedelic heavy jam I heard today. And I Feel Love Every Million Miles, which is another one I thought they had a cool video for. So that's a band I think has a cool sound to them. So I got the Dead Weather there.
I think that's a great pick. Thank you. I forgot about that band. Great band. Carrying the torch, as we've been talking about. Lily, what do you got, girl?
My next one is going to be Paramore with lead Hayley Williams. They did just go through an entire like change of some of their bandmates, but she's stuck around, and I think she rocks it. I love her. I dig the whole Pink.
What's their big song?
Oh, gosh. Hold on. I had it on here.
Yeah, we're such big fans, we don't know any of their music.
I know. It's sad.
They're actually all over the board. They're actually from Nashville, and it's like, you know, not all country comes out of Nashville. They're from Franklin, Tennessee. They have a lot of heavier tunes in the beginning. I actually do think that band goes through a lot of member change, and I think it's just her and a guitar player. Misery Business and Ignorance were two rocking songs I think they had in the beginning.
Pressure.
But they also had a song called Ain't It Fun, was pretty poppy, too. So.
Pretty poppy.
Poppy.
Yeah. Poppy. Let's talk about a band. We sort of had a little debate about this before the podcast, because Lacuna Coil has been around, what, since the 90s?
Early to mid-90s?
And but again, it's a band that, you know, has really persevered and has become associated with the 2000s. So I've got Christina, how do you say it, Scabbia?
That's how I would say it.
Yeah, on there. And this is one of those bands where you've got a female and a male vocalist, you know, sort of trading off. So, and then I'm going to mention another one a little bit later on. But Keith, go ahead.
I got one that's a little bit more experimental. It's St. Vincent. You ever hear St. Vincent? It's a little all over the board. It's kind of jazzy. It's kind of electro pop sometimes. It's an experimental rock.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She plays that awesome music.
She plays the guitar
real
up high, and she plays really cool chords. I've seen her, which is one of my favorite shows to watch, is Later with Jules Holland. I find a lot of bands on there because he always has a very eclectic bands. I've seen Royal Blood on there, Alabama Shakes, which is another band that's really good. But St. Vincent was on there, and I couldn't tell you anybody else in the band, but it's just, she's kind of just, you know, just has that.
She has got a very cool vibe, yeah.
Yeah, magnetic thing going on. I'm like, just can't take her eyes off her. She has a very cool guitar style, cool vocal style. I mean, it's, and I really can't really, I don't know if it's probably not hard rock or metal, but I mean, I'm just trying to like keep it real with this and just give credit where credit's due.
Well, I'm going to mention a group that I think is kind of in the same vein, and that's Haim. It's the Haim sisters, Alana, Esta, and Danielle. And this band is another band that's kind of alternative, but they, and kind of pop, but they, if you see them live, they cover stuff like Oh Well by Fleetwood Mac, and they do some very cool things, and they really play. I mean, they're very good players, and they have this vocal thing where the three of them can really blend together, and it's just great to see them, even though they're a little more on the pop side, they're playing guitars and drums, and like, you know, they're not just like a kind of one of these female acts where, you know, there's a backup band and they're just sort of singing and dancing out front. You know, they're real musicians playing real music. So a little shout out to the Haim girls.
Very cool.
Not Hyman.
Really?
Keith.
So much for the PG show.
There went right
Hyman,
out the
Hyman is not a bad word. Is Hyman a bad word? Somebody
no,
tell me.
No, it's not a bad word.
It's not, it's though. You weird. Say whatever you want.
Chip Demonic.
Chip, what's up, buddy?
What's up, the Chipster? Chip Chat. I love your Chip Chat posts on Facebook, by the way. Chip Chat. How clever is that? Lloyd Rummel. What's up? Do we need to say some shout-outs?
Let's do that. As soon as I can pull that up again. I'm all over the place. While I'm pulling that up, though, I'm going to say one more. Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
It's indie rock.
Okay.
With Florence Welch from 2007.
Florence Welch.
Welch.
Smile. Smiles,
oh,
everyone.
Welch, actually, I think that's how you say it.
That actually was on my list, too. It's not real heavy, but it's...
Yeah, like it's indie rock.
You got to give credit where credit's due. It's got a... They have an MTV and Unplugged. Remember that? They have an MTV Unplugged you should check out. Where the band's just really solid players. She is very all over the place with her vocal style. It can go from opera to, I mean, just like sweet lullaby music all of a sudden. It's just, It's a very interesting band. They definitely have a cool sound, and she is, you know, got a very interesting voice and a great range, obviously.
Hey guys, I'm trying to get your comments to come up on Facebook
here. My phone's
here.
Being slow.
Yeah, so if you're commenting and we're
okay,
not ignoring
wait,
you.
I got it. Chris Thunderwolf, Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, Lucy Sturm, Maria Brinks in this moment, Arch Enemy, good one. It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, we haven't. I was going to kind of leave Lizzie Hale to like the coup de grace, but Lizzie is. I mean, she's the guy Grammy what. If not Grammy winning, Grammy nominated, you know, like big time young girl from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And my I've told the story before that my band played a club gig with them when like Lizzie was like 14 and her brother was like 11 and her dad was playing bass. And they sounded good at the time, but at the time Hanson was big. And we thought, well, these guys are trying to do the Hanson thing.
Yeah.
And then they really morphed into like a really great rock band. And I got to give the devil her due, man. They sound great. And Lizzie's just a badass. I mean, she's a really great female vocalist in the tradition of the great female vocalists like Pat Benatar, like Ann Wilson. She has that belting, big rock, fearless kind of thing. Derek Edwards, what's up? It's good to see you, buddy. I haven't talked to you in a long time. So, yeah, Lizzie Hale, of course. You guys got a few more, or do you want to play? You want to do another one, or a round, or do you want to play a song?
I want to say one before you play because I know what you're playing next.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna go with the Butcher Babies, and obviously I always bring them up because they're one of my favorite bands. But this one's fronted by two females, Heidi and Carla, very hot. Their stage presence is crazy. They're always all over the place, jumping on like the amps and everything, and I just love their voices a lot.
They're down there jumping on amps and that.
Yeah. Amps in that, because that's how I talk.
They some amps in that. They jumping up on them amps.
They're crazy and all.
They went down to Donny Iris concert. They got thrown out because they jumping on amps.
They probably would never go to a Donny Iris concert.
Okay, speaking of the Butcher Babies, I love this song. This is their latest track. Came out at the end of 2017. From the album Lilith, Headspin, Butcher Babies on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
My body is out for the
Butcher Babies.
My girls.
Is that like, you know, Butcher Babies, or they telling you to butcher babies?
I mean, I'd go with either way.
is that a band about abortion? Sorry, politically incorrect. I should be spanked. Lily, we can do that
maybe
later.
Off the record.
Where's Keith? I can't hear Keith.
That's terrible.
So, have you ever done, as Lily was talking about, how she was going to see a band.
And I don't even remember the band now.
And accidentally saw Butcher Babies.
Yep.
And they loved, have you ever done that, Keith? You ever gone and like accidentally saw a band and were like completely blown away by them?
Yeah, I seen Helmet open for somebody one time. I don't remember who they were open for. They were just so cool, and like it was right before they were breaking big with like, what was that song, Unsung? They opened for somebody at Graffiti, and I thought they were cool, like real, just kind of almost like a heart, like a heavier AC/DC with simplicity in the instrumentation, but just with different vocals. They were so cool that I was just kind of drawn to them, and I don't even remember who they were open for. That's how good they were.
Yeah, I love when that happens. That's happened to me a few times. I've like showed up and end up being like really blown away. I'll tell you what, now Keith, you might want to close your ears for this one. Okay.
Uh-oh.
This might be time for you. If you need to go to the bathroom, maybe you should go to the bathroom. I went to see the Counting Crows. Excuse me. And the opening act was, I thought, was killer, and it was Cake. They put on a great show. And I was like, we were like all floored, but we were like, okay, again, they have the song The Distance, whatever. But we were like, and I went out the next day and bought like a couple of their albums.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they were very cool. So we were talking about that. Female fronted acts post 2000s. Let's go ahead and do this real quick. I want to go ahead and talk about the Facebook post. Lucas, Catherine. Catherine Hale says, Taylor Momsen, well, we talked about her. Gildine Costa talks about Nightwish, Evanescence, Baby Metal, Paramore, Within Temptation. Thank you. Thank you for, yeah. Marcelo says, how about the Pretty Reckless, Evanescence, and Lacuna Coil? We sort of were talking about, because Jared's a great guy. Jared's a former student of mine. He said Evanescence. I tend to associate them more with the 90s.
And I would have loved to have put them on my list because I do love Amy Lee.
Battle Beast, which is a band I forgot about. David Steven Alvarez mentioned Battle Beast and Nightwish. So appreciate you guys for chiming in there. Marcelo, we already had him. Felipe Castellini, Pretty Reckless. Juliet Sims. Is Juliet Lewis? Nah, I don't know about Juliet Lewis. Juliet Sims, like I was checking her out. What does she do? So let's maybe somebody could Google her real quick and we could get a little bit more info on Juliet Sims. Could we talk about the Juliet Sims experience here? She's a Sims. Looking. She's like a Sims. How about, I'm going to throw one at y'all. Annette Olzon. Annette Olzon, yeah. Annette Olzon from Nightwish. Like, my God. Like, that voice is like, how in the F are you singing like that? It's just unbelievable. So, what do you got there, Keith Sturr? Lily's Googling something for us.
I got a band out of New York that I think has a very unique sound. They're called the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another band that probably crossed the line between maybe not metal and hard rock, but they're good. And Karen O is the singer's name. She has a very interesting voice. They probably are best known for the song Maps, but they have the guitar player has a very interesting style to them. Cool drummer. She has a very interesting vocal style. I've seen a couple, like, live videos of them, and she's all over the stage. I mean, so it's a lot of energy, and they have like that New York. They could almost be like an 80s new wave band at times, really? And then they can go and do something really different. Is there another one that I think should be on people's radar?
I want to mention Semblant. Semblant is a band with a female and a male lead vocalist, but Mizu Lin has an amazing voice. And takes, when she kicks in, takes the music to a whole other dimension when she does her stuff. She's also very business savvy, very successful woman, very powerful kind of person. And kudos to her. Semblant. If you guys don't know Semblant, you want to check them out.
I have to look that up. I did find Juliet Sims. Juliet Sims, American singer, songwriter, model, and former frontwoman of the band Automatic Love Letter.
I do not know Automatic Love Letter.
She came in second place on the second season of The Voice.
Okay, right there we can stop with that. Okay,
I knew you were going to talk.
And soon, I'm sure she'll be opening for the Counting Crows on her last tour.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So Keith, what do you got?
I got another one that's a little bit more straight rock.
All right.
Grace Potter, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Oh, yeah. I should have Grace on my list.
I don't even think that they're... I don't even know if they're together. I know she did a solo album or something. That don't mean they're broke up. But I don't know if it's just Grace Potter now or has she got the Nocturnals still, you know, hanging along. But they had a couple... cool tunes, another band I've seen. I think they might have did a live.
I saw them live, and I saw them at that place in Millville.
Smalls.
And they kicked ass. It was a great show.
Yeah, so that's it's more bluesy, straightforward rock. But she has it's a cool band though. It definitely has a good solid rock thing going on. So it's nothing real heavy. But like I said, again, just we're trying to keep it. I'm trying to keep it more eclectic here.
I want to mention a band that I just discovered today. These four young ladies are from Mexico. They record every album in English and in Spanish. They are called Mystica Girls.
I love
and they kick freaking butt. This Cynthia Black Cat is the lead singer and lead guitarist, and her solos are really unique, really different. It's really in-your-face rock and roll, kind of like, like Motorhead, but like with like a little bit more sophistication and more harmonies and stuff like that. Really edgy, heavy rock. Check them out, Mystica Girls.
I have to look at that.
That's cool.
I found one about a week ago. They're called Heartless Bastards. I know the name sounds
like man bastards,
right? But and it sounds like it might be a little harder. But they're actually she's more bluesy. She's more bluesy indie. It's and all her songs are pretty slow. But the one song that I did love was called "Got to Rock and Roll." Really good song. But most of it is bluesy. But I did really enjoy it when I was looking this up last week.
What do you want to say, Keith? What do you got, girl? What do you got, Keithy?
Last one on my list is one of the last ones. And I'm going to go as far as to say this is probably the best band I've heard in the last 5 years.
Oh, my.
This band, like I said, again, I'm trying to keep it eclectic here. The four members of this band, female, two male, have more talent than I've seen in a lot of bands ever. They all write songs. They all sing really well. This band's from Boston. It's called Lake Street Dive. This band kicks a lot of ass. I mean,
they're coming to Smalls.
I know. I'm back in town. I might have to go hit that up.
What about, and I do not know her name, Alabama Shakes?
Her name is, I have her on my list, actually. Brittany Howard, yes.
Yeah. Really? She sounds, when she sings, you know what I think she sounds like?
Ew. Go on.
Humble Pie.
Oh.
What's his name? It just escapes me. I'm talking about.
Humble Pie?
Yeah, the singer from Humble. Yeah, 30 Days in a... But his name just went out of my head. He's an amazing singer. But she has that kind of vibe with her voice.
She's a powerhouse for sure.
Yeah, I want to throw a few out in a row here. Cobra Page from Cobra and the Lotus. Absolutely amazing. Simone Simons from Epica. Mia Coldheart from Crucified Barbara. Madame Anais Noir from Poison Garden, all great. Now I'm gonna, we already mentioned Lizzie Hale, so there's only one more person to mention, and I know that I'm probably gonna get stuff thrown at me from.
I'm ready.
But I have to say, Avril Lavigne. While personally does not do that much for me, she played guitar. It was rock and roll. It got young girls interested in rock and roll. It was pop, but it had that good rock edge to it. Whether you like it or not, you kind of have to give the devil her due on that.
He was a skater.
Actually, I don't. Haley Williams from Paramore is probably everything that Avril Lavigne wished she was.
Yeah, but Avril Lavigne had way bigger hits, way more influential.
Avril Lavigne was probably more of,
Avril Lavigne made more girls want to play guitar than probably anybody else.
Okay, I
to talk about them too.
I'm kind of like on both ends of this because I'm not a huge fan of Avril Lavigne, but Lou is right because I remember everybody in that age group in high school or middle school, what have you, wanted to be her.
And yeah, I mean, she had that rock vibe going, whether you like it or not, what do you think? The songs are silly. you're a grown adult man, almost 50 years old. It's not going to appeal to you. I totally understand that. It doesn't matter. We have to take a step back and go away from our like personal feelings about something. It isn't my kind of music either, but it was rock. It was guitar driven, and it got young people who were like not really listening to rock at all to pay attention to that kind of music a little bit. And so I got to give the devil her due. Not particularly I'm not like a personal fan of hers, but I think that her name belongs on the list of ladies who influenced or were important in the sort of guitar driven type rock type sound. That's all I want to say about that.
And that's the end of that.
And
I'm sure Courtney Love influenced people too. But
yeah, but Courtney Love is 90s. Courtney Love is 90s. Avril Lavigne is 2000s.
Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, and if we were talking about ladies from the 90s, I would have Courtney Love.
I would have Courtney Love on my
I mean, I think that, like, again, it was the same kind of thing. Very similar. In fact, Keith, I think that's a great comparison, you know, minus the heroin. is that J.J. Bickle? Is that what that says?
It looks like it.
All right. This is Keith to like, I know Keith had a hard time. He got upset about Avril Lavigne. I can see the smoke coming out of his ears.
Down.
We're going to calm him down by playing his favorite band. This is Dead Sarah, Mona Lisa, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Cleaning my hands out, my bloody fingers, my
Dead Sarah. And if you don't know that band, shame on you. That is a killer freaking band. And they need to tour and they need to come to Pittsburgh because I really would love to go see them live. I think the band kicks freaking butt. I have not heard anything by them that I did not like.
Which is true.
So, yeah, and I love it when you guys are talking amongst yourselves. No, seriously, like, if we can bring a little community together and people get to know each other, that's the greatest ever. So, hey, guys, Ludini, rockandrollcircus.com is a website. Please share the podcast. If you haven't shared already, get 10 people watching right now. If you have not shared already, please hit the share button. And if you have shared already, share it again. Share and share. Share
all the things.
It's very good for you. It's going to make you feel good. It's going to get the word out about bands like Diamonds, which we played in the beginning. That is DIEMONDS.net. Butcher Babies. Butcher Babies. Okay. Is that like Muppet Babies? I think the Muppet Babies and Butcher Babies should tour. What do you think, Keith?
The Muppet Babies?
And the Butcher Babies should tour together.
Yes.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, yes. They could have for the Counting Crows.
God. And then
here we go.
So you go to butcherbabiesofficial.com. Also, deadsarah.com is the website for Dead Sarah. And let's just like buy all their stuff. Come on.
All the things.
It's cheap. Guys, do you realize what you have? This is a great. When I was a teenager, if I could have just gone on something and like bought music or listened to music, I would have been like in freaking heaven. We had to go. You had to go to the record store, and you didn't even know what the band sounded like. And you go like, I don't know. They say this is supposed to be good. I'll try it. And you know, sometimes it was good, and sometimes it sucked balls.
I really missed going to the record store though.
You could still go to the record store, but now you can know what it sounds like. And oh no, there are Dave's Music Mine.
That's like one. And Ides.
So that's what's going on, guys, tonight with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Also, hey, guys, if you want some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want to hang out with me as I'm working on tunes and, you know, riffs and whatnot, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/morefans now. LouLombardiMusic.com/morefans now. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Exclusive things you can get. My exclusive EP, The Bad Years, is all there. So check that out. Guys, plug your stuff. You got stuff to plug. Plug.
Oh, my God.
Lily, plug.
All right, my show, Hot Licks with Lily 6 with Rock Rage Radio. Oh, my God. There it is. Thursday nights at 6.
Those are hot licks. Sorry.
I hate you. that's the only thing I have going on right now until more play stuff comes up.
Why don't you have t-shirts that say Hot Licks with Lily 6, I hate you? Thanks. All I want is like a 50 cents off of each shirt.
I almost just peed my pants. But should it be my picture too?
There you are.
Which one? There's so many.
A naked one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go. That's it.
All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's going on? Let's kind of maybe, as we close out tonight, let's maybe talk about some kind of current stuff we have going on. Have you seen any good movies, gone to any good shows, heard any good albums lately?
You know what? I do want to talk about movies for 1 second, if we don't mind.
Go ahead.
I'm actually kind of pissed because I did watch the Academy Awards, Oscars, whatever you want to call it, last night.
There it is.
And Three Billboards, you know, is my favorite flick, right? It should have won hands down. It won like a couple extra, you know, best actress, best supporting actor, and they gave it. And I think Guillermo del Toro is a visionary. I think that he's an extraordinary director, but I don't want to watch a chick hump the friggin' creature from the Black Lagoon.
Is that movie good? I haven't seen it. About water, The Shape of Water or something?
Yeah, it won Best Picture over.
Really? Because it's on Amazon, and I thought about renting it, and I wasn't... I might try. But no, guys, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri
is a badass place.
That is one of the greatest... I mean, this is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When you want to talk about some of the greatest movies of all time, you know, you're talking about directors like Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese and the Coen brothers and Stanley Kubrick and stuff like that. I will put that... in that list, not maybe in the top 10 or maybe in the top 50 or top 100. Like, I mean, it is a dynamite movie. The range of emotions that they take you through is just It's amazing, and the performances are so good. I've never had that experience where you're getting all choked up and everything, and then somebody makes a and you crack up.
Yeah, and then vice versa. It's funny, like, but it's dark.
And there's times when you're like laughing, and then something really dark happens, and you like. I mean, they really. It's just brilliant. And shame on the Academy. I would have picked that, but I have not seen The Shape of Water, and I think Guillermo. That guy is
Del Toro. Yeah. Is a visionary. He's a
amazing.
Great director.
I mean, that Pan's Labyrinth is like one of my favorite movies. That's a great movie. Yeah, that's
that brilliant. Movie is. I don't think a lot of people get that movie. That movie's spectacular. It's just visually amazing.
Keith, have you ever seen Dark City? It's an obscure film from like the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland's in it. Yeah, I just bought the director's cut on Blu-ray. I just came today. I'm going to check it out. But that's one of those movies a lot of people missed that ended up kind of creating, like, kind of having a cult following. But Lily, you got anything you want to talk about that you saw exciting things that happened?
I saw Lou's show on Friday.
Yeah, it was fun. We did it. We had a good time.
It was a lot of fun. It was really good. I hadn't seen the Turbosonics or Johnny and the Razorblades, and they were very good. And I didn't see you before either, and I liked you very
much.
Yeah,
it was like a whole new. It was like a whole new thing. You were like virginal.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that in a while. However, and I did do. We did our play seated reading last night for Hooked, and that went really well. It's good stuff. Yes, you know, like Peter Pan. For the film that's coming out very, very soon.
Hey, Keith, why is Peter Pan green?
Oh, God.
Hey, man, if somebody hits you in a Peter with a pan, you'd be green too, bro.
And there it is.
What grade are we in again? I can't remember. What, eighth grade, ninth grade? I can't.
That's about third or fourth.
Anyway, I don't know anything else going on.
That might be first.
So Lily is live on, or not live, but your show is on Rock Rage Radio every Thursday nights at 6. How do people find Rock Rage Radio?
Well, you can either go to rockrageradio.com and stream it right off the website, or you can get the free app either for iPhone or Galaxy. And that's just Rock Rage Radio when you go searching in the little store, what have you.
In the little store.
Well, I don't know what it's called on Galaxy because I know nothing of Galaxy.
Yeah, Galaxy's gay.
We're in the Milky Way.
In a Milky Way. You said Milky. Is it like Milky Jiggle?
Oh, my God.
I think we should start a band, the three of us, called Milky Jiggle. What do you think?
Sure.
I think you need to get laid.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Any parting thoughts, parting shots before we rock and roll on out of here, guys?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're talking about female rockers and just great female artists in general. I want to give some shout-outs to people.
Guys, shout them out, brother.
I want to thank Bjork, Annie Lennox, and Fiona Apple for giving me eargasms for years. Thank you, ladies. That's my three big ones for me.
Lily, any parting shots, parting thoughts?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing, honey.
Can I say hello to my fans?
What?
Ludini? Can I say hello to my fans?
Your fans.
I thought he said something about nothing in my pants.
That's what I thought I heard first, and then I'm like, oh, wait.
It's my dirty mind.
Yeah. That's straight there.
Hey, Lou, that's none of your business.
Woo.
We're going to close out the podcast with Electric Mary. Guys, rock on. No matter where you are, if you're in New Orleans, you're in Pittsburgh, you're in Cannonsburg, it doesn't matter. You, my friend, yes, you are the revolution. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you guys on the next podcast.